Support for this show comes from Odoo. Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? Introducing Odoo. It's the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that makes your work easier. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, and more. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. That's why over thousands of businesses have made the switch. So why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com. Support for this show comes from Odoo. Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? Introducing Odoo. It's the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that makes your work easier. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, and more. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. That's why over thousands of businesses have made the switch. So why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Charlie, where were you in August of 2015? Do you remember?
I'm a late summer birthday, so I was probably preparing a celebration by myself of the end of my 20s.
I can tell you exactly where you were.
Really?
Because we were recording the 18th episode of our podcast. It was called Transgressing Country. It featured our friend, the brilliant New Yorker author, Andrew Morant. Mm. And we were discussing, for the first time, an artist who was just making waves in the country music scene named Casey Musgraves.
You know I love Casey Musgraves, but the only thing I love more than Casey Musgraves is proving you wrong, because we talked about her on our very first episode titled Heartbreak.
What?
We played the song I Miss You. It's off of her first album, Same Trailer, Different Park.
Oh, is that the one that uses the chords from Radiohead's Creep?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now I'm remembering we talked about Casey. Okay, here's I Miss You.
She was great from the get-go. That's her first album.
So Casey has been with us since literally the first episode of our podcast.
Yeah.
You may love proving me wrong, but actually, this just deepens the point I want to make, which is Casey Musgraves has a new album, and it is a return to the sound that we explored way back in, what I was going to say, 2015, maybe even earlier.
2014. Yep. October 2014.
So Charlie, we get to go back in time a little bit in today's episode.
I get to be young again. Welcome to Switched On Pop. I'm songwriter Charlie Harding.
And I'm musicologist Nate Sloan. Do you remember the name of that album we were discussing, Charlie? Casey's debut?
Same Trailer, Different Park.
Yes.
Such a good title.
One of the great album titles of the 21st century. And it introduced a kind of figure that we hadn't really seen before, a pot-smoking, queer-celebrating, outlaw, country throwback, who at that time was really going against the grain of the mainstream country sound and look, with songs like Merry-Go-Round.
One of my favorites of all time.
Mama's hooked on Mary Kay, brother's hooked on Mary Jane.
It's so beautiful. All the wordplay from children's nursery rhymes, but about the feeling of going nowhere, stuck in a rut when you're from a small town in Texas. And oh, it's so good.
It's hard almost to remember how radical this felt at the time.
Yeah.
Every other country song seemed to be praising small town rural life. And Casey was stepping back and saying, hey, there's actually a lot of struggles that are very specific to this rural reality that I experienced and grew up with.
I feel like her music is kind of like that saying, dress conservatively and speak radically, because the music is very restrained, right?
Very traditional.
Very traditional. Traditional instrumentation, banjo, pedal steel, the sort of like train-like snare drum. But then what she's saying is very powerful. Makes you lean in.
From STDP, same trailer, different park, she released a series of ambitious concept albums that pushed the envelope on what country could be. Golden Hour melded country with disco to express her joy in entering a new relationship.
Won a Grammy for Album of the Year. Little disco trot. So good.
Her next album, Starcrossed, delved into styles like folk and even psychedelia to mourn the end of that same relationship.
Those ambiences really earn her the title Spacey Casey.
That song was Justified, and I think at this point in her discography, listeners are prepared to hear something a little different, an exploration of her internal journey, which continues with Deeper Well from 2024, her most recent album, which settled into maybe a soft rock groove to narrate a journey of healing and finding peace.
And I've got to take care of myself. I found a deeper well.
That's the title track, Deeper Well.
I saw this tour. It blew me away. She is such a talented songwriter and performer. And I just got to say, I see where you're going. You're going through the discography here. And I want to let you know, Nate, that I am a Casey completist. You did skip over album 2, Pageant Material.
That's right.
And it is Pageant Material. It's fantastic. But let's go to today, because she's got a new album.
It's called Middle of Nowhere. And I feel like it's taking a break from the theme that we saw emerge in those last three albums, which was looking inward. This album looks outward. It looks to her home, her roots, and to the different regional Texas musical styles that shaped her growth as a musician. Casey said the title was inspired by a sign she saw when she was visiting her hometown, Golden, Texas, somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
That's a great self-aware sign. Nice small town.
We have styles like norteño, mariachi, outlaw, country, Tejano. We have Willie Nelson. And we have that return I was talking about. No. I want to go back to something Andrew Morantz said when we were talking about songs like Merry-Go-Round, which we listened to earlier. He said something that I always think about when we heard Casey sing that line, just like dust, we settle in this town.
It sounds like a cliche, but you realize you've never actually heard it before.
It sounds like a cliche, but then you realize you've never actually heard it before.
I mean, that is the craft of songwriting, is saying a thing you've definitely, absolutely heard that just feels like you've known it your entire life. And in fact, it's a new way of expressing that universal emotion. She's so good at that. She's such a clever wordsmith.
Also, a moment for us to appreciate how far our audio quality has come.
Don't go back to episode 18 or episode 1, please.
No, you should. I was pleasantly surprised by how cogent we sounded. But yeah, this feels like she's trying to recover some of the songwriting techniques from those early albums. And for me, it's a really welcome return. Let's dig into some of the lyrics and songwriting styles on Middle of Nowhere and see how Kacey Musgraves is reasserting herself as one of the key voices in country music. And let's start with a song that embodies so much of what made us kind of fall for this artist in the first place. It's called Dry Spell. Fun one.
It's been a real long 335 days. And the last time, it wasn't good anyway. I'm so lonely. Lonely with a capital H, if you know what I mean. I've been sitting on.
It's my favorite part of the show where I make Charlie feel uncomfortable.
No. Yeah.
Charlie, what does lonely with a capital H mean?
I definitely, the first time I heard the song, I had to think it through for a second. It did not hit. Not that it's a bad punchline, but it took me a second. Lonely with a capital H. And I was
Honely?
Is there a Spanish word? Is there, what am I missing here? And it really becomes clear when she follows it up with, I've been sitting on the washing machine. And the chorus that she's going through a dry spell.
Yes. But I need you to say it, Charlie. I need you to say it.
Horned up?
Yes. So there's some great Kacey turns of phrases. And then we get to the pre-chorus.
Ain't nobody's tool up in my shed.
Dun, bum, bum, bum. Ain't nobody's boots under my bed. It's she has such a knack for always towing the line of kind of a traditional country sound. Yep. And whenever she's strays too far into something that feels a little risque, like sitting on the washing machine, I feel like she'll just slide back into that comfortable country territory.
Need a cowboy metaphor.
Classic image. Yeah, boots under the bed. She always walks that line really well where you're like, oh yeah, this song will still get played on country radio.
Yeah, right. This is the thing that is wonderful about Kacey is that she is great at wordplay. There's so much humor in her music, but it's not just a joke. There's underlying deep emotion in it as well. I love that we have this minor chord progression, and it does feel like it's yearning for something. It's like it's going somewhere. And of course, what we're yearning for is human touch. The blend of those two is very satisfying. Minor chords, humorous lyrics. Won't somebody just love me?
911, it's officially a cry for help. Y'all, I'm going through a dry spell. Yep.
She just give us a y'all. We got a y'all in there.
We got a y'all and a yep.
A y'all and a yep. This is a real country return. None of that Spacey Kacey disco stuff. We are firmly in Texas right now, aren't we?
We are, with these lyrics that feel very 2026 at the same time, right?
Totally.
I read the studies. I know we're undersexed as a population right now. Yep. So it's a tongue-in-cheek song, but it's also addressing a very real loneliness epidemic.
Thank you for taking it there.
Well, I do know. I like what you said earlier about there's comedy in the lyrics, but there's also kind of a serious kernel of truth as well. I feel like that is perfectly exemplified by another track on this album featuring the guitar virtuoso Billy Strings.
Oh, love Billy Strings.
Called Everybody Wants to Be a Cowboy.
Everybody wants to be a cowgirl till it's 5 in the morning and it's cold as hell and the work ain't gonna do itself. Everybody wants to be a cowgirl.
Another song where you see the title and you hear her sing these barbed lyrics like, I bet most of these boots have probably never seen any dirt. But then you get to the chorus, everybody wants to be a cowgirl till it's 5 in the morning and it's cold as hell and the work ain't gonna do itself. Mm. This is more than a song about just poking fun at, wannabe cowboys who look the part. It's like really a song about what it takes to be a cowboy. I mean, what does that mean? It means someone who actually shows up, who sticks around, who does the work. Like, That's a more powerful message than I was expecting at the start of this song.
Yeah, it's a great double meaning. That's good songwriting.
Feels like also a mantra for the sound of this album. We're hearing like very raw acoustic instruments throughout, Telecaster guitars with that classic tremolo and overdrive, pedal steel arcing ethereally through the mix. And of course, I know you've been waiting with bated breath for this, a ripping Billy Strings flat pick acoustic guitar solo.
Oh, he's so good. He's such a tasteful guitar player for someone who is such a virtuoso. Nothing in this record ever rises above the power of her voice in the song. All the players are excellent, and yet every single time they're featured, it's just to like create a little lift of the atmosphere. And I feel like that's what Billy's doing right there so beautifully. Lots of dissonance, all these clashing strings that are a second apart from each other.
Ooh.
Yeah, like
those kinds of things.
Oh, yeah. Give us some more.
Just trying to give you an interval. Reminds me a little bit of like David Rawlings playing. Anyway.
I gave you that quote about this album title coming from the idea of being in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Something, you know, I've never been to rural Texas.
I have.
But, you know, I certainly have an imagination that it's like wide open, expansive horizon stretching to the edge of your vision. This feeling of being in the middle of nowhere is definitely captured in the song Uncertain Texas.
The place I currently live at is barely even on the map. It's in the great state of confusion. I shake my head and wonder why hesitation's on the rise. Is love just a form of delusion?
There's a way that this album wants to explore the in-between,
yeah,
the liminal states, in a way that I find really compelling. Mm-hmm. And this particular track is giving us a music that is kind of in between. Tejano music,
yeah.
Tex-Mex music, that is this border music that literally exists in the in-between places. Where does the U.S. end and Mexico begin? Borders are kind of fictitious at the end of the day. And I feel like this musical style that blends the sound of Southern country and rock with traditional Mexican instrumentation of accordion and cowbell is like the musical representation of that.
Yeah. You know, she's from Golden, Texas, which is due east of Dallas, Eastern Texas. And Texas is enormous with just so many different subcultures and variations. I have been down to a border area of Texas west of San Antonio, right near the Rio Grande, and you really do feel the blending of many different cultures and musics. You walk into a saloon there, and you're going to get more of that Tejano sound that she's giving us here. So that she's taking us on a tour around the great state of Texas.
And if we're taking a tour of Texas,
yeah,
there's one voice we want to hear. It's the poet laureate of Texas music. It's Willie Nelson.
Here.
Nothing better than Willie Nelson and a whole lot of cowbell and some accordion. It's a great track.
We talked about this last year when we did a series on country and we did an episode about Americana, but I think Willie Nelson is one of the greatest voices we have right now. 93 years old and it's cracking. It's rough. He's dealing with lung issues, and yet I feel like that just makes his voice more powerful in this way. It's more human.
And he spans the history of contemporary recorded music. I mean, you know, from writing Patsy Cline's Crazy to launching outlaw country music to releasing an album basically every single year of his life.
Yeah.
And importantly,
operating in country music like an outlaw outside the world of country music, meaning not in Nashville, but near Austin, Texas.
I got to prove myself here that I've done my research. This is not the first time he and Casey have worked together.
No.
That album you mentioned that I neglected to earlier, Pageant Material, features a duet with Willie Nelson. And I've mentioned this song is representative of the album's themes of being in between, interstitial. That means we should probably talk about the title track, Middle of Nowhere,
yes,
which is actually the first song we get on this album.
It's a transporting song.
Past the Dairy Queen, the county line, where there ain't any fences.
Just count it with me. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Then check it out.
Somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
You see what I mean? The song transports you. Like, the song is about going into the middle of nowhere, leaving the gridded nature of urban society, and going to the middle of nowhere. In the middle of nowhere actually feels different. It's slower time. We literally slow down into this compound feel when we arrive into the middle of nowhere, and it's so satisfying. The pedal steel comes in, that whining sound that just greets us like any great country song does. Her ingredients are always simple, but they're treated so perfectly. The guitar, the pedal steel, the drums, the bass, they merge together so delicately, so sweetly.
It's a good moment to shout out some of the collaborators on album, many of whom have been working with Casey since 2013's Same Trailer, Different Park. In fact, when we listen to this song, the very first thing we hear is Casey singing with a male harmony voice below her.
That must be
Daniel
Tashin.
Which is kind of an interesting move. I think it's Daniel Tashin, exactly, who has co-written and co-produced many of Casey's albums. Ian Fitchick, Switched On Pop guest, obligatory shout out, also appearing as a producer-songwriter on many of her tracks, plus real
country heavyweights.
Country stalwarts, like Shane McAnally, Luke Laird, Josh Osborne, Steph Jones. These are stalwarts of Nashville songwriting sessions.
Also, Rick Nowels, Scotty Emrick, really great writers on this record.
And then there's a songwriter we haven't mentioned. Not just a songwriter, country star in their own right, Miranda Lambert.
Oh, yeah.
She is a songwriter and the featured artist on a song called Horses and Divorces.
That's a good title.
You know that I've said some things about you, and I've done my fair share of shit talking too. Both sides of the fences, I've gotten defensive. There's always two sides of the truth.
Okay, this requires a little bit of backstory.
Help me out here.
Because this is a fun back and forth duet, but it's based in reality. It's the country equivalent of the Charlie XCX Lord, Let's Work It Out on the remix. You know, girl, so confusing. But
yeah,
Casey and Miranda had some issues that go way back to a song from 2013 that was a huge hit for Miranda Lambert called Mama's Broken Heart.
That's a fun one.
Such a great track.
Yeah.
And who wrote it? Any guesses?
I'm going to guess it was a Casey Musgraves song.
It was.
Okay.
Now, Casey apparently wanted to feature this song on her debut album.
Oh.
But because she was still kind of a newcomer, because she was working on the track with more experienced songwriters like Shane McAnally, who we just mentioned, I think she felt like she was obligated to give it up to this, you know, country star Miranda Lambert. And she then had to sit back and watch her just go platinum with this thing.
Oh, man.
So this resulted in a kind of very memeable moment that I only just discovered which was at the Country Music Awards when Miranda Lambert accepted her award. She gave a little shout out to Kacey Musgraves, who had just won Best New Artist in the same ceremony.
Yeah.
And Charlie, I actually want to show you this, and maybe you can describe what's happening for our listeners.
Kacey, congratulations on New Artist. That was awesome. East Texas girls got to stick together.
Okay, so that kind of looked like the equivalent of a false apology, where Miranda's like not given the biggest smile when she's saying congratulations to Kacey, who is basically giving a death stare back.
Yes.
At Miranda, not looking happy.
She is not even pretending to smile for the camera. She looks withering.
She wanted that song.
So fast forward, we now have the remix, so to speak, with Miranda and Kacey coming together and burying their differences.
That's fun.
And Kacey introduces Miranda Lambert at a recent live show like this.
Well, you know, us these Texas girls gotta stick together, right? Miranda?
By referencing that meme, Kacey is saying, hey, whatever beef we had, it's over. And actually, check out the chorus of our new song together.
Hell just froze over, 'cause we're both at the bottom of the bottle and we're finding we got a few things in common, like horses and divorces, and we both like to drink. Maybe
that's how you do it, Charlie. You don't release a diss track. You release a track where you sing in harmony about your common experience of horses and divorces. This is such a cool track.
Shared woes. That's how you bond.
Now, there's a number of other songs that we haven't discussed on Middle of Nowhere that I highly encourage everyone to go check out. I'm going to give a special shout out to Rhinestoned.
Love that track.
Can you think of the central wordplay around Rhinestoned? If not, just go spin it for yourself.
It's an apple bong.
That was unintentional, I swear, that cough.
What are you hiding under that desk?
But I want to zoom out from Kacey's Middle of Nowhere and think about the meaning of this album in the current landscape of country music. And actually, I want to contrast Kacey to another figure who has been making waves within the genre recently. And I don't think we've actually talked about on the podcast up to this point.
Kid Rock?
It is Ella Langley.
Oh, yeah.
The artist hailing from Alabama, whose song Choosing Texas has broken records. It's the longest running number one hit by a female country artist, spending 8 weeks in the number one spot at the Billboard Hot 100.
It's even been kicked off of the top and then gone back to the top, which is impressive.
And if we listen to a little bit of this song, I think it's clear who's influencing Ella Langley.
Oh, yeah. Wait, is this not a Kacey Musgraves track?
Just when I thought I got him to fall in love with Tennessee.
Mellow vocal.
I shouldn't know.
Hold on a second. All right. Kacey Musgraves is going to have a new feud. I didn't realize, because the town of Abilene.
Yes.
Is featured on Kacey Musgraves' new album.
Yes, she does have a song called Abilene. Now, I mean, I don't know, Troy. I don't want to overstate it. I'm sure we could find 200 country songs that mention Abilene. It's a good rhyme.
I apologize. It's not a town. It's a small city.
And she's certainly not the only country artists to use this palette of soft rock and disco and psychedelia. I mean, we could find other artists, including probably a huge influence on Kacey. Dolly Parton has used many of these sounds.
And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. I'll be there.
But it's hard also, after we just listened to all these Kacey Musgraves tracks, it's hard not to see that Ella Langley was influenced by her. And why wouldn't she be? I mean, Kacey is like an icon. She pointed a new way for artists of all genders to approach country. And Ella Langley's latest single, Be Her, feels like it's going even deeper into that Kacey lane.
Are you for real?
She drinks wine by the glass, not by the bottle. She ain't stuck on the past, ain't worried about tomorrow.
Does this remind me of Rhinestoned from Kacey's new album?
All the gold's gonna do its best to get you down, get you stressed, make you feel like a rodeo clown, getting all dressed up just to get knocked.
Both of these kind of have that Neil Young Harvest Moon vibe that uses these very soft major seventh chords.
Because I'm still in love with you, I want to see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you, on this harvest moon.
Her song Heart of the Woods from A Deeper Well also uses a lot of those kind of sounds. Turns out Canadian imposter cowboys can also have major influence on country music.
Now, I want to be very clear. I think what Ella Langley is doing is awesome. I love to see her using the sounds and the wit and the wordplay of artists like Kacey Musgraves and translating them into these massive country pop crossover hits. But it's also kind of an interesting moment because there are so many political lines in the world of country right now. So I want to compare what these two artists have done this summer, because Ella Langley headlined Stagecoach, the premier country music festival, which I think has increasingly gently associated itself with sort of right-wing politics. That might not be a fair assessment, but she brought out a special guest during her set, who was the podcaster Theo Vaughn. He did a part that's done by Riley Green on one of her songs. Theo Vaughn, I mean, I don't. He's a quasi-political figure. He certainly expressed a number of diverse views, but I would say he tends to lean right. He certainly associates with a lot of right-wing figures. She's collaborated with Morgan Wallen, another artist who is constantly skirting with the political right, though he's never necessarily come out and expressed any overt political opinions.
Yep.
And on the other hand, Kacey Musgraves has kind of gone in the opposite direction. She's associated herself more with progressive causes. She didn't perform at Stagecoach. She performed a surprise set at Coachella right after she announced that a mariachi band made up of family members who had been detained by ICE were going to be her opening act for a series of concerts in Texas. And these musicians even joined Kacey on stage for a few of her songs. So let me be clear. Country music is becoming politicized even when the music itself is not. I think the music is kind of more expansive than it's ever been. And yet, when it comes to the performance and the positioning of these artists, you increasingly have to take a stand, which I think is just a really interesting moment for these artists to find themselves in.
When you're asked to choose Texas, it can be a very loaded idea.
Yeah.
Texas can represent an independent mindset. It can represent a place of great cultural and ethnic diversity. It can be a place also of extreme conservatism, and the conversation around immigration and border patrol and ICE tactics has risen to a fever pitch in this year. When you're choosing Texas, you might be choosing two very different sides. Recent political battles in Texas have shut down reproductive rights for women, healthcare access for LGBTQ folks, audiences that matter a lot to Kacey. So choosing Texas can be very loaded.
From Abilene to Golden to El Paso, there is no monolithic Texas.
Yeah.
I think you're absolutely right. And this album, Middle of Nowhere, really kind of puts that into words and into music. Mm. And I'll be curious to see how these two artists continue to develop these ideas. Ella Langley clearly indebted to Kacey Musgraves for her musical lyrical palette. Will country continue to be divided, or will it maybe start to recognize that these sounds are actually part of the common fabric of the South? We'll have to keep tuning in.
For me, I'm happy to go find myself in the middle of nowhere.
Attention, all passengers. The Uber ride for Jeff's rugby team will depart in 5 minutes from platform 15. Your ride comes with 6 toilets and a refreshments carriage that you'll empty within 5 minutes. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Hi, I'm Maria Sharapova, host of the Pretty Tough Podcast. Each episode, I sit down with high-achieving women to discuss the pursuit of excellence without apology. This week, journalist Dina USC, and now, along with her husband Bob Iger, owner of the Angel City FC women's soccer team, Willow Bay.
I said, Bob, are you interested in doing this? And he said, absolutely. But I was definitely the driving force, I think, in the conviction about Angel City.
Check out Pretty Tough, new episodes on Wednesdays. You can watch it on YouTube or listen in your favorite podcast app.
Complex and unprecedented, the Spanish authorities are calling it.
Antes del desembarco, asintomáticas.
Passengers who'd been stuck aboard the Hanta or maybe Hantavirus-stricken Dutch cruise ship disembarked in the Canary Islands this weekend, prompting the highest stakes game of where are they now since maybe COVID. Some of the evacuees, American and French, have since tested positive for the virus, and yet public health officials seem remarkably calm.
We do have one individual who was taken to the biocontainment unit early this morning, and we assessed that individual. They are doing well.
Possibly because this is not the one to freak out over. Today Explained drops every weekday afternoon.
Okay, so I told you about how I spent some time in the rural areas of South Texas.
Yeah.
I'm so clearly a northerner. Because at one point I was with my pal and we were hunting boar and I was given a rifle and there was no way that I could take a life. It was not in me. But one thing I did take away from the experience is we had the best breakfast tacos of my entire life. So parts of Texas I had to leave behind. Yeah. Some I've taken with me from, you know, everywhere I go.
You are the definition of a Yankee, Charlie. and we Thanks. Wouldn't have it any other way. That story, I'm going to attempt to make a very awkward plug here. Your story about hunting boar, themes of violence and the vast unknown. Mm-hmm. My friend Sean Wen just made an amazing podcast.
Yeah,
doesn't have anything to do with music, to be clear, which is why I'm sort of struggling to make this connection. But I do think it's really brilliant.
Yeah,
it's called Foundering, The Killing of Bob Lee. Oh. It's an investigation into a really controversial case that happened in San Francisco where this tech CEO, the founder of Cash App, was killed in a stabbing. And everyone thought it was kind of a symptom of, like, you know, unfettered crime and homelessness in San Francisco. And when you listen to this podcast, you discover that's not the whole story. So anyway, recommend people check it out. It's really fun. Or maybe fun isn't the right word. But yeah, it kind of is. It's an amazing ride, honestly. So
there's probably some kind of connection, murder ballad, country music.
I was racking my brain. Is there a murder ballad on Middle of Nowhere? But there's not.
No, okay. Just check out Foundering.
So, yeah.
Fun. Switched on Pop is produced by Rana Cruz, edited by Alyssa Soap, engineered by Brandon McFarlane, illustrations by R.S. Gottlieb, video by Nick Rips. Our theme music is by Zach Tenario and Jossie Adams of Arc Iris, a member of the Vox Media Podcast Network, a production of Vulture, which is part of New York Magazine. You can subscribe at nymag.com/pod.
Find us on social media at SwitchedOnPop. Are you buying our Ella Langley Kacey Musgraves connection? What other tracks on Middle of Nowhere are you loving? Are you going to go see her on tour? We want to know. Hit us up.
Are you buying the connections or are you buying our merch? Because we don't have cowboy hats, but we got mugs.
we got board shorts. I still don't think we've sold a pair of board shorts. I don't know. I think they're really beautiful. We got your tees, and we've got all kinds of hats, fun stuff there. So please buy the merch.
We'll be back next Tuesday with a brand new episode. And until then,
thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.